Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and guess what? Mother Nature dropped a little winter on us since the last time we talked to you. We were talking about temperatures in the 40s and 50s last weekend, and guess what? Winter has arrived. So we're going to talk a little bit about winter barbecue and maybe some tips and techniques and some of the different things that you've got to do to make that happen, along with a whole lot of other stuff today. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for joining us. And winter is finally here, so it is a good time to pay attention to changing up your style, your techniques, and maybe creating some new habits, getting into some new routines for this type of grilling, because it does definitely change it. One thing alone is plan on maybe falling on your way out to the grill with all your meat hitting the snow.
Yeah, but just make sure you let the dog off the porch, so if the meat falls on the snow, it's still clean.
Keep it inside.
Right, yeah. Oh, Barbecue Bob, I shared a story with you last weekend, or it happened this week, and I gotta share it with the listeners, because you know what? We're human. Stuff happens. And so I get out the pellet grill, and I'm going to – I had a freezer go fritz on me, so I've got two turkeys in this freezer that I'm going to smoke, right? And I decide, because I got two of them, I'm going to pull out the pellet grill. And so I spatchcock these things, take the backbone out of them, lay them flat, cut the ribs out so I can smoke them and get smoke on both sides of them. They cook a little quicker that way, supposedly. And I put the pellet smoker, I try to get it started. It needs to be cleaned. So I tear it apart and I clean it. And any of you that got a pellet smoker, there's a hopper that holds the pellets and a little auger that augers the pellets down into the firebox. Well, there's a shield that goes between the auger and the firebox so that the chips fall into the firebox. Well, when I put it back together, I put that shield over top of the auger rather than under the auger. So what happened was, is it was auger and chips down into my firebox, but with that cap on top of there rather than below, the fire ran right back my auger channel. I come out 2 hours after getting that thing going, and my chip box is on fire. And, dude, I'm not talking just smoking and smoldering. This thing is on fire. I got 25 pounds of wood pellets in that hopper smoking like a chimney, so hot I can't touch them. And I'm like, what in hell am I going
to
do
okay,
now?
Okay, I need to interrupt this because I want some historical clarity here. I'm looking at a picture. Actually, I posted it on our Facebook page.
Thanks, man. Ouch!
Job
that
sends
hurts.
Me a text. The dot chip storage box is on fire on the Louisiana grill. And there's smoke rolling out of it. It reminds me of me towing my smoker through Philadelphia on fire.
And oh, man.
So I said, did you clean your firebox out? Or you put the insert in wrong and your pellets are backing up. And then a couple hours later, 2 hours later, it was the insert. So
yes,
it was. And I only know that because it has happened before. I've had to field, when I was repping Louisiana, I had to field those questions a few times. Actually, you know, they could change that design and make it foolproof so it couldn't happen.
Right,
I told them what to do, and they, you know, they're boneheads.
Well, I can tell you what, in the, you know, the beauty of a pellet grill is it's so simple, and it's
That's
a set it
said.
And forget it. Right, it's a set it and forget it thing. So I get it going now. Here's the deal: it was cold and it was windy, so I had this thing on the edge of my garage door. The door was open. It wasn't in the garage, but it wasn't out of the garage either. You know, it's kind of like right where the door comes down. And I tell you what, when I opened that door, there was a white – I thought the house was on fire because there was a white, thick smoke about 3 feet from my garage ceiling down.
It could have been a total loss.
Right, yeah.
That you wouldn't be the first guy to do that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, common. And there's a part of your show for today. We're going to talk all about grilling in the winter. And one of the things you don't want to do that my neighbor Ben does is you don't want to be grilling, especially with a solid fuel or any fuel, in your garage.
Right.
Hello, McFly. Knock him on the forehead when you see him doing that.
Yeah, and I'm partially guilty because it's right where the door comes down. The wind was whipping around, and I'm like, I got to keep heat on this stuff,
yeah,
so I'm keeping it there.
Sure.
Bad
there
move.
There you go.
Bad
there
move,
you go.
Guys.
Well, that's okay. it takes a big man to fess up. We should do man law right now.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's...
So did you have any excitement?
Nothing like that, pal.
Exactly.
Nothing like that. I did do some good grilling. You know, a lot of work this week. We've taken on Snap Fitness as a sponsor, and I joined up with my gym in Lowell. It's a new one for them. We've been members of Snap Fitness for years, but we let it lapse for a year. So this was a good motivator for me to renew my membership. And I got the family package with a trainer. And I got to tell you, it's been really nice. Snap's cool because you get this lanyard with a card on it, and you just swipe it in the door, and you get in on your own whenever you want. And that part for me is great because I run pretty fast and furious, and sometimes I just I can't get there at a certain time, and it's 2 or 3 hours later, and I'm still in the office or whatever, and I'll just bolt out and try and get a half hour in, 20 minutes or an hour, whatever, work. So I do like that about it, and gosh, they have so much cool equipment there.
Well, and it's good anywhere. That's the cool. It's,
anywhere around the world.
You're not a Lowell
yeah.
member, right? You're good at any Snap when you travel.
All across the country, yeah.
A guy like you that travels all over the country
yeah.
for your job. What
it's
a cool membership.
It's
going to
be great.
Membership.
I know
yeah.
it. Well,
yeah,
you need
cool
to get member. One too.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, I do. Maybe I could work off some of the barbecue. We'll leave it at that.
I heard you were doing that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm heading out to Atlantic City. And
gonna hook up with Big Paulie.
We're gonna hook up with Big Paulie, but there's the big Northeast Pool and Spa show, so it'll be a fast and furious week of cold. While the rest of my company's down in Cancun, I'll be doing a show with Nicole from Toronto.
You were talking about renegotiating that contract. I'm thinking there's a feature you might want to throw in there.
I think they specifically make our company trip when the Atlantic City show is so they don't have to put up with me.
Well, you know, they are smart guys.
Can you blame
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
And then after that, I shoot out to Sacramento. I'm working the Northern California Home and Garden Show in Sacramento for... I'm doing like a meet and greet thing for Sapphire Grills.
Ooh.
Are actually flying me out there so that I can help them demo in at the show. They've got a big client out there. It's actually a big Arctic dealer at California Backyards, and so I'll be you know,
bring back some wine, brother. California, you're in the country up there. So
I'm going to have like a 10-day suitcase with me, so I'm pretty
well,
sure I'll be bringing back
stuff.
A lot of dirty underwear.
They ship that stuff, and you know what? Have them send us back that demo of that Sapphire Grill because we can auction off another one for GI Barbecue. They were great supporters of that, and we got close to $1,000 for Operation
yeah.
GI Barbecue.
Yeah,
for that.
But you know, next segment, let's hit this tip-up town thing a little bit, okay?
Yeah, all right, we're going to have a little bit of fun. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the winter, and you're going to want to hear what we got to say. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Satisfaction's been our name. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com. Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best, and Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link. And they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker. Even though Mother Nature is, maybe giving us a little reprieve. We had some single-digit temperatures during the middle of the week, but anyway, it is the winter, and we're going to talk a little bit about winter barbecue. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, and thanks. You know, a lot of the things that you can do are really simple. Some of them are a little more sophisticated, but, you know, there's an awful lot of diehard grillers out there, and they just haven't maybe been encouraged enough to take the step to make those little improvements in their grilling area. And one of them I would strongly suggest, only because I did it, is some sort of a canopy area over your grill. And if you go to the big box stores this time of year, they'll have sold off on bargain all these little, I don't know, I'm going to say they're $200 to $400 put together metal rotted, powder coated canvas jalopies that you put on your deck. And they're actually pretty cool looking. You might look like a sultan on your back deck, but you know, If you can get it half off for $150 and you just keep it out there for 3 years and chuck it, you made a good buy.
Right, exactly. And we're not talking about the ones that fold down and go
into a
bag.
Not the pop-up.
But more of a permanent structure. And you're right, they've got them on clearance and they're blowing them out. Big box stores, Meijer, whatever, you know, wherever you can find one. And the reason that it's cool is that it protects you and it protects the grill when you're out there doing it this time
and
of year.
And it keeps the snow off it, but there's also something that's it's like a vortex of the cold air coming down and hitting your grill. You actually build up a little bit of a cold depression buffer against the top of that grill. It might buy you a little bit. But the best thing is it keeps all the water and all the snow and all that stuff from hitting your device while you're grilling, which adds contact and drops your temperature down. Yeah. And then, of course, it really lessens the amount of crap you have to put up with while you're grilling.
Yeah.
I was out last week, I think Wednesday night or Tuesday night, the coldest night we had.
Yeah.
And I did a bunch of skinless, boneless chicken breasts because we're big fans of
eating healthy now.
Yeah, we're big fans of those. And you know, my father-in-law loves chicken salad, and shoot, we got you know, a bunch of
lots of reasons to cook chicken.
Rottweilers around there that we have to feed those boys. But I was freezing my nipples off, man. It was like so stinking cold out there, and I had my warm winter jacket, and I would like dart out, do my flipping with my gloves on, and it was just that cold.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
so cold your Cromer wasn't even keeping you warm. But
no, actually that did work.
Hey, but the thing is that most of us have our grills somewhere adjacent to the house, and this time of year, the wind whips over the house, and it's swirling around. So if you can find side, just one side,
yep,
for that canopy, or fashion one out of one of these little $7 tarps, you know, you might look like Cooter in the neighborhood.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, though.
Doesn't matter. If your neighbor looks in your backyard and thinks you're a redneck, call us up. We'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, wait till he comes over and tries your barbecue, and he's eating stuff out of the microwave.
Yeah, send him
right?
home.
Because you're still cooking on the grill.
But there's lots of things you can do to help with, you know, charcoal. And with charcoal, I'd say one of the things you want to do is make sure you're using lump charcoal, because you get 1,200 BTUs to 1,280.
Versus about 800 with a briquette.
With a briquette, yep, and way better flavor.
Right.
So switch to lump if you're not using it, and just fire that thing up a bit in advance, and protect the heck out of it any way you can, and you'd be surprised how nicely that'll grill. It won't even notice the temperature outside, because once you build a good bed of coals up, it's just going to grow wonderfully.
Yeah, you might find that lump. Virtually any of the big box stores have it. A lot of larger grocery stores have it. I know that the food supply places will carry it, but it goes under a lot of different names.
Yeah.
And but you know what? Some are better than others, and there's, yep, a place you can look at that.
Vast difference, but it doesn't, right, matter. If that's all you can find this time of year, it's going to beat the crap out of a briquette.
Right, exactly.
So the wind block, the canopy, the timing is a big deal. Just
allow
making
more.
Sure that you know you're going to be offset. Light it a little earlier. You just got to fight that a little bit. But it's a great time to make a warm toddy when you do your grilling instead of a cold beer.
Absolutely.
So you can, you know, do your favorite apple cider rum concoction or whatever you like.
Ooh, that goes in that little Boda bag really good inside your jacket.
Yeah,
too,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that meat cooks different in this weather on your grill. Your grill performs differently, so your timing is going to be a little bit different, and it becomes even more important to have that digital thermometer out there with you, because, you know, you've got to feel for your grill when it's 45 to 85 degrees.
Well, and it's darker, too, so you need, right, a headlight or some good lighting out there.
That's exactly right. What you did on Christmas Eve there when we came over, they looked good when you were out on the grill. You got them in under the light, and the bacon was a little overdone.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I got that solved now. I found an LED I bolted to the side of the house. I switched out my lamp light or whatever the porch light was, and I found this really cool LED flood. Oh, my gosh. It's about melting the snow. It's so bright. But, dude, let's talk about tip-up town.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Y'all got to join us. That's what that's all about, is on the 22nd and 23rd.
Did you get Southern all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I missed something.
Friday and Saturday this coming week, we are going to be at Houghton Lake. Friday night, we're just going to try to maintain, because we got a beer tent that the grilling guys are going to be at. And
we're bringing the girls with us, so
yeah,
they'll keep us in line. Here's what's going to happen. Our partners in the Northland, 98.5 UPS and the Twister out of Harrison. These guys are sponsoring us. They've got a nice event. They've partnered with the whole tip-up town, the Chamber of Commerce, and they're taking care of everything for us, dude. They're getting us food, rooms. I mean, I hope they're buying the beer, too, because we can hurt them.
Because we will give you free beer if you come up and say hey to the grilling guys. We'll buy you a beer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Be careful what you ask for there.
Right.
but anyway. Yeah, so beer tent both nights. We're staying at that wonderful inn and conference center just on Old 27, just north of 55 on the right. And you better get a room if you're planning on going, because I would think you'd have a little trouble even getting a room, but you might be able to somewhere around there. The beer tents both nights. Saturday, we are going to be live on the stage doing grilling demonstrations, and we're getting a lot of the meat from R&J's Best Choice, and then 98.5 UPS is picking up a bunch of meat from some other sponsors. But we're going to have fun, and we're going to be doing tuna. We're going to do some shrimp. We're going to do some shish kebab techniques. We're going to do some budget techniques, how to make a cheap cut of meat go a long way. So you'll want to come up and check it out, because we're going to be handing out food to all you seagulls.
That's right. Just stop by, and anything that we're turning off the grill is going to be out there for you to have a taste of. And we'll share recipes. We'll share techniques, because you know what? We're just up to be part of the festival. And hopefully there's a little snow up there. You guys can come on, bring your sleds on up and enjoy a little weekend. Or I hear there's ice. I don't know how much there's going to be when they get there, but I'm sure we'll get a report.
You'll want to make sure that if you see us doing that when we're done, or when there's time, to come up and introduce yourself and say hi, because we love meeting people at these events. And if you've got problems with your grill, or a really cool picture of a grill or anything like that, bring that with you, and let's have some fun together.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You're going to want to stick with us, because we're going to still go down that cold road to grilling in the winter. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Time and again, I thought that you would be gone. Still, we kept on hanging on. I guess it's meant to be.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's, yeah!
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard. Mother Nature's giving just a little reprieve, depending on where you are. We are just a little bit above freezing, but...
Whammy!
Yeah. Man, she got us this week. There were some single-digit nights there that they haven't put a little frost on your pumpkin. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Let's talk a little bit more about smoking, because there is a way you can actually smoke in your garage. I mean, with a smoker.
I feel this bus coming over top of me again.
No.
If you were listening in the first segment, I had a little grill fire this week.
But if you think about it, some guys have these nice little electric smokers.
Right.
And those are really safe.
Yep.
They're really safe. They create some smoke. They're an electric appliance. They've got safety cutoffs on them. And really, they're not built too well for inclement weather, a lot of them anyway, unless you get one of those nicer stainless ones. So I think putting that in your garage, it might, and some of them are pretty cheesy, so you'll just help it out temperature-wise. You won't have to fight the temp so bad.
Yeah, they're not insulated steel. It's a single
Well, there's lots of variations of them. Some are, some aren't.
Right.
But don't do the propane one in your garage. But the electric one, I would back up and say that would be one exception to that garage rule.
I would keep the pellet grill out of the garage, too, just from personal experience.
Yeah. Yeah, in case you didn't listen, go to the Facebook page and look at that nice Louisiana grill that some wonderful person gave to Joppy, and he's trying to ruin it. Let's talk about gas. So what are your thoughts on gas grills in the winter?
Well, that same freezer that went on the blink, I had some sirloin steak in there, and I decided to grill it up. And I went out, and that same night that you were talking about, it was like zero out. And I fire up my gas grill because I just wanted to do them on gas, get it done. And it took, first of all, the cover that was on my grill, it was so cold that the vinyl was frozen. So I had to be really careful taking that off there not to break the vinyl. I mean, when I'm down in that cold and you're taking the cover off, that stuff gets brittle and then it'll ruin it. So I was carefully, I got that off there, but it was kind of frozen the shape of the top of the grill. You know what I mean? Because the snow was on there, so it took a minute. I get it off, I get it lit up, and it's taken forever to get hot. And you know that we've always talked about, bring your steaks up to room temperature, go out and put them on a hot grill. You get great sear marks. They're going to cook evenly. I went out the first time and put them on there, and there was no sizzle. There was nothing. Normally, the time it would have taken to get that grill hot, because I know the grill, it you'd throw that meat on there and you get a nice sizzle and you're like, ah, okay, I'm here. Nothing. It was just like thunk. It went on there. I'm like, this is not hot yet. And the reason is Mother Nature. I mean, it's not rocket science, but Mother Nature zapped.
How long did you preheat it?
I was there with like 10 minutes.
Not enough in the winter.
No, it wasn't. It
not
wasn't
for a grill
all.
Like that.
Right. Yeah.
I know your grill.
Right.
It's a good grill, but it's not a... You know, it's not
infrared.
No, it's not.
Right.
So you have to get the convective forces working for you.
Right. And the wind was blowing, and what was happening is it was sucking the heat right out of the grill because the wind was blowing.
There's the problem with convection.
Right. Exactly.
It will suck your heat out.
Right. So anyway, after, you know, another 10 minutes is 20 versus 10. So now the rest of my meal that's going on inside is jumped ahead. So I got to go in and, you know, it's fundamental stuff, but it hit home. That on, you know, Tuesday night when it was 5 degrees out and the wind was blowing, I wasn't grilling like
I normally
did.
So there's a good lesson. If you're headed for a new grill, make sure you get one that has at least a couple burners that are infrared. And I know like Fire Magic, AOG.
These are a little bit higher end grills.
They are. They are, but it'll be the last grill you ever buy.
Right. Right.
It'll be the last grill you ever buy.
DCS makes a good one.
Yeah.
I use those in. Well, I used a couple of those this summer in a couple outdoor kitchens.
That'd be down there on the list.
Yeah.
But there's American Outdoor, that's AOG. Fire Magic and AOG are like my favorites, just cut from a quality standpoint. DCS isn't bad. I've just seen that, you know, there's a lot that beat that. That's
right.
A great brand for a lot of other stuff.
Right.
But I would differ with you on the. Anyway, get an infrared burner. Try not to get a Chinese one, whatever you do. They do work.
And
you've got that flat top 360. That's got an infrared.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a little tailgater.
That's a cigar
grill.
Lighter.
Right, yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's
hey,
a cigar
that's
lighter.
A great idea.
Yeah.
So preheat. Another thing is it's always dark.
Right.
So if you can find a way to keep some lights out there somewhere, because you might have to do a little rigging, Jerry rigging.
Yep.
And... keep some lights out there so you're not always making it a big rigmarole, as they say, to do your grilling.
Oh,
so
I got
make
another
it
one.
Easy on yourself.
I got another one. My grill now is outside on the deck through the slider. A lot of people have it that way. There's tile on the inside and there's snowy deck on the outside.
Great combination.
Not so much, because when you walk in with the snow, you've been inside, your shoes are warm, you're going out on the deck.
You need a rug, dude.
Right, yeah. Inside and out. Because when my feet hit that tile floor, it was like, good thing I only had one handful of tongs because I had to grab the door to keep me from going down.
Yeah.
You know, so well, be careful with that.
That's been a problem we've had with you for a long
time.
Yeah,
right. you got a tray of meat in your hand, then you're in trouble.
So, right? What are you going to do with this old freezer?
You know,
you're going to fix it?
It's a refrigerator freezer, and it seems that the refrigerator part of it's working. It's the freezer top that's not.
Is that the one you keep in your garage?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool storage.
I got a deep freeze next to it. Yeah. So I can put the stuff in there.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
But it would make for a nice smoker someday.
Yeah.
If it's old enough.
Right.
But if it's plastic lined, you don't want to use it.
That it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you could still retro that.
Yep.
You just put some
We've seen guys do it.
Oh, yeah. They're great for smokers.
Yeah, great insulation in them.
Sure. So little update on Operation GI Barbecue. If you just tuned in, this is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every Saturday and Sunday around the Great Mitten State. And soon... parts around the world. You can catch us online at thegrillinguys.com. You can follow us on Facebook /thegrillinguys. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's grillinguy at Twitter. So there, said that.
Lots of grilling going on.
There's a lot of grilling there.
Handles.
Yeah. We are doing the big tip uptown, which is going to be fun. But we had a lot of cool people recently step up and help us. Our rifles from Henry Repeating Arms are in at Allen Bob Sports. Go into Allen Bob Sports on South Division, just south of 28th Street, and go right in, take a left, head down to the gun counter, look on the back wall, and you're going to see a couple of gorgeous brass Henry rifles. The largest repeating arms maker in the world has given us two beautiful octagon barrel rifles. One's a 30-30, one's a 45-70, and we're going to be auctioning those off very soon.
Now, those are those lever action jobs, right?
Oh, the rifle Henry, man, baby.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
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 All of that.
Yeah.
You got to go
that
in there
was. That was
these...
a bluebird, I think.
Right. No, that's the Western whistle, man. Come on. So how we're going to do this is what, Bob?
The good people at Bonefish Grill in Grand Rapids have stepped up and offered us all sorts of great gifts, prizes, golf equipment, meals. So we're going to do a joint venture with them. We're going to do it on a Friday night, and it's going to be in February. We're locking the date in right now. But we're going to have a silent auction at the Bonefish Grill, complete with a happy hour. We're going to have too much fun and some great food at Bonefish Grill on East Paris in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So those Henry rifles are going to be on display for the next month at Allen Bob's. Go down and look at them. If it's something you're going to want to bid on, come down to Bonefish and eat with us and put your bid in. You might get a steal on those things.
Yeah, you know what their signature item is at Bonefish? Bang, yeah. Bang, shrimp.
Yeah.
How cool with the Henry arms, huh? Get the
I like
connection?
That.
Yeah,
I like
this
that.
Is where this is going. coming up next, we're going to continue our little soiree down the cold trail and talking about cold weather grilling. And we're also going to talk about some affordable things that you can put on the grill. Doesn't always take a $16.95 a pound steak to make great grilling. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. I have only one burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome to the best beer selection you could ever ask for. Siciliano's Market, Lake Michigan Drive near Collindale, has an elaborate selection of craft beers, great wines, cigars, and spirits. Siciliano's Market is one of Michigan's biggest suppliers for home brewers and winemakers. The Siciliano family has a long tradition of operating markets in Michigan, and they make sure every time you step through that door, your visit will be just as enjoyable as the last. Go to Siciliano'sMKT.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Yeah, this time of year you can get blinded by the light if you don't have it properly positioned when you're grilling for your family after you get home from work, because this is that time of the year when you're grilling in the dark a lot, and light's important. You're listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What is cooking in the dark, baby?
I always
baby?
Wondered what that song was about. Now you totally clarified that.
Sure,
for
man.
Me.
That's what
did you get that,
do.
Brian? We're being produced today by Brian Fongers, who's been with us for years, and we love it when he comes back and helps us out. So
kind of feels like home.
It does, yeah. Yeah. He's a good sports announcer, too. Cold weather grilling foods. And I think these are cool because about anywhere in North America this time of year, your temperature has changed. Now, if you're, you know, down in Louisiana, you're down in the 40s. If you're up here in Michigan, you could be 40 below. But it's still colder than you're used to.
Right.
So it changes your game up a little bit and changes maybe how you like to grill. Like, I think when in the summertime, I stay right at my grill. I don't want to leave it. So that's why I make sure I always have a cold one and a backup.
Right. Have to. And, you know, depending on what your cold one is comprised of, this time of year, as cold as it is, they could freeze. So, you know, it's all part of the plan. You might have to bring a little cooler out to actually keep stuff warm rather than let it get cold. Because you pop a beer that's been sitting outside in 10-degree weather, it's going to ice up on you instantly.
And it could even be just a hot cocoa. It might not be an alcoholic drink. It might be just hot cocoa or hot cider.
You go soft on me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This whole fitness thing has gone to your head, brother.
It has.
Man.
And I'm Mr. Limited now, so don't be too surprised.
Right. Limit. Limits. Who likes limits? Not me. Anyway. Whatever. But, you know,
I'm going to get some before and after pictures, and 3 months from now, I'm going to be a different man.
Half the host you used to be.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that. I want my shadow to look different, and it does.
You can blame that on Mother Nature. They're really long this time of year. The sun's low in the sky. You know, that's what summer's for. The sun gets up high, your shadow gets thinner.
So let's do some affordable, because everybody's worried about a buck all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk affordable foods. Let's not talk about the stuff we love to thrill ourselves with. Let's talk about what Ma and Pa Kettle can buy.
Well, the turkeys, for example. The reason that I had two turkeys in the freezer is that during the holidays, they drop those things. You can pick them up if you buy $50 worth of groceries. They'll throw one in, or they're $1.09 a pound or something like that. And I got a deep freeze. Maybe you got one, too. And it's like I grabbed three of those things. I cooked one during the holidays. I had two more in the freezer because that's really inexpensive
so
meat.
Let's talk about those turkeys. I noticed you were so proud of posting pictures of the turkeys when you put them on.
You're right.
But I didn't see the follow-up pictures with, my grill's on fire!
Right. Yeah, well, the honest part about all of that is they took enough smoke before the grill did catch on fire.
You double-smoked them.
I finished them in the oven is what I did, is I took them inside. And this is something, guys, that's probably worth noting even, because I put them on the smoker, and had it not caught on fire, it still would have taken longer than it normally takes. And I had an idea of when I wanted to eat and when I put them on. And when I had a little catastrophe in the middle.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, I had to take them inside. And I put them in a 250-degree oven rather than a 250-degree smoker.
Okay, so off the bunny trail here, let's get back to affordable food.
Turkey's affordable,
Mr. Redundant. Chicken thighs. I love beating on chicken thighs just because it's cheap. They're forgiving.
Very flavorful.
And they're wonderful. Wonderful. So that's something you can, and if you have a weak grill, let's say you're still stuck with that cheapy, and people are always ashamed to admit it, but there's plenty of them out there. Plenty of you have bought one or two from the big box stores, and you're paying for it, but it's what you've got right now. And after Christmas, you're not going to go plunk down $1,000 for a grill. I'm just
right.
saying. So let's say your grill does suck. Do chicken thighs, because you only need a sucky grill for chicken thighs. You just need like about 240 BTUs.
Is that how many?
No, 2,400 BTUs.
There's a number out there somewhere. Get your grill hot. Is all he's talking about.
I'm totally lost.
So let me pick this ball
weak,
up.
Weak.
Yeah.
A 24,000 BTU is what I was trying to
That's
say.
That's right.
And they start off at 35, but they're really giving you 25. So and that will work in the winter. You'll end up with a 15 or 20. Chicken thighs, plan on 40 minutes for a roast, and you won't even have to flip them. Put the bone side down, skin side up, and then the last 10 minutes, put that skin side down to crisp it up, and they'll be wonderful. Another great thing is just a turkey breast. It's another thing that takes a long, long time. So if you've got cooler grilling, that's the perfect thing to put on. You're not going to hurt it.
Right. And you don't want to burn them. But so many people don't like the skin. And the skin is a protective layer is all it is. If you like to crisp it up and eat it, that's wonderful. Some people love that. Others don't. Take it off there. You're not going to hurt
when you're done grilling.
When you're done grilling. Thank you. Because that's where I was going. Is leave it on while you're grilling.
Yeah.
Because it's protective.
And then when you do those big turkey breasts, make sure you park it for about 15 minutes, because that one has very little juice in it anyway, and you're going to need that juice to redistribute in that breast. And why'd that sound weird? I don't know. But
well,
anyway, that's what it has to happen.
It's not your mama's turkey anymore. I get it. But anyway, that's...
Why'd you have to bring mama in?
Well, you're
that?
The one that was that's, talking about breasts and juice.
Weird.
I had to go there, man.
Mama. Oh, mama.
Hey, bless Adeline's heart.
When to do fast and when to do slow. You know, when it's really, really cold and you just want a steak, crank that thing up as high as you can go. Don't get too thick a steak because
right.
you're probably not going to get the performance you want. And just bang that thing. You have to be careful. If you might have to leave your lid down, but you also might create a fire if you've got a real powerful grill. So
just watch it. You'll know. You'll hear it. You'll see it. That if it's because what he's talking about is that fat can render quick on a hot grill, and it can cause flare-ups, and you'll get a black side, and it'll be that charred taste, and you don't want to do that.
Yep.
You're inclined to not stand at the grill when it's that cold out, but if you've got it cranked up hot, just be careful because you'll take it from a good plan to a ruined piece of meat in a hurry.
Yeah, just stand at the door and keep an eye on it.
Yeah, exactly. Peer out through the door, and you know, got a beer in one hand, and you're just looking out there with the other, maybe a flashlight. If it's not too dark, but
yeah.
That's how a man grills, and it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty. in Saranac, and we were talking about Brian's sports knowledge and sports ability, so this one's perfect. Women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate knowledge of the game and the ability to pick a buffalo wing clean.
Oh, I like that little last twist
that
right
one's
there.
For you, Fongers.
Yeah. Awesome, man. You got it. You know what? That is a good judge. Those are that's one of the best ones I've ever heard. That reaches right out there and touches a lot of different things. That's cool.
Okay.
Gee.
Well, I'm happy to make you happy.
Yeah. Well, we're happy.
So a little recap. 98.5 UPS. We're going to be there. And the Twister next weekend, Houghton Lake. Even if you just come up for the day. Come up for the day, because to see tip-up town, now that they've got ice especially, thank you, God,
yep.
There's going to be thousands of shanties on the ice. It's a spectacle.
Yeah, and I've got some old friends from Shartucky coming up that actually have cottages on Houghton Lake, and they're going to be coming by and saying hey to us. So
great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be feeding everybody on Saturday.
1 to 3.
1 to 3. There's a stage somewhere. I guess it's the wherever the center of the activities are.
It's at the south end of the lake. There's, I think, like a little gazebo area or something there. But
Barbecue Bob and I will be firing up the grills. We've got a lot of local meat and things.
Just
that
look
are
for the
run.
Beer tent.
Yeah, right. We're not going to be far from that, I guarantee it.
And we got DDs.
Right. Yeah, that's right. The grills are coming
Did
up.
Did I mention
so
the beer?
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But thanks again. But watch out for this GI barbecue and stay tuned with us on that, because we're going to be auctioning off those Henry rifles, which are really cool.
And if you're new to the show, Operation GI Barbecue is an attempt to send a plane load of barbecue supplies to our troops in a hot spot overseas. And we are now a mere 4,000 or 5,000 away from our goal. So we're eking up on it, but you can go to GIBBQ.com and hit the donate page. We'll see you next week.
Hey guys, you know what it's like when someone special enters the room. You know, the kind of gal that turns every head, stops a conversation. Here's a secret, we like the attention. Guess what? We notice things too. Like when you're standing around that really big grill, that look of concentration, that cool logoed banner that shows me you're open for business. That's right, while you were seasoning your ribs, I was checking out your big flags.
Get noticed at barbecuedisplays.com. Blue Ribbon Event Display. Please.